So in verse 26, Moses stood in the gate of the camp. This is a challenge, isn't it? He says, who is on the Lord's side? My, that's an easy one to respond to. Well, I'm on the Lord's side. You hold your hand up. You say, I'm on his side. Is that what this verse means? Is this just a verbal declaration that is answered? I don't think so. I think it's far more than verbal. There was that which Moses, and this is what we started, there are consequences to sin. There are consequences attached to our failure. And when we have sinned and failed, we do not belong to a God, even as Christians, that just overlooks those, but he disciplines every son whom he receives. Now, these people here that we're looking at, it said, let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. The sons of Levi were those that had a black, dark history. They had a skeleton in their closet. You'll find it in Genesis 49:10. My outline is wrong there. Or 5 and 6, I think it is. You'll find it there. But here are those exercised before the Lord whom God uses to execute his government. I want you to always think of Israel as they are going through the land, as these battles take place, as they deal with those who possess the land in that time, that they were simply executors of the government of God in those days. And when they failed to execute the government of God faithfully, do you know what happened? God brought judgment upon them. When they failed to do what God had declared he wanted done, then God brought in judgment upon themselves. But here's a bright spot that the declaration goes out. Who was on the Lord's side? And these that had been characterized by failure immediately come to Moses and say, Moses, we are here to do whatever God wants us to do.
It's interesting that Moses did not say, who is on my side?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I would like to have people on my side, but he has the honor of the Lord very, very prominent in his thought. Before he went into action, he prayed. Before he went into action, before he said, who's on the Lord's side, he prayed. So that's a principle that we need to learn. The matter of interceding, seeking God's mind in everything. How did he know how to act? He didn't know what to do. I mean, I'm coming down, they are worshiping
an idol. What am I going to do? How am I going to act in a sphere that is contrary to the mind of God? I might have my own idea what to do, but Moses knows what to do. He goes to God, he asks for direction, and then he wants the honor of the Lord. That's the most important thing to him. God must be in the midst. God must be the leader. And those who are on the Lord's side will be there. The verse in Timothy, we will get back to that verse. Follow righteousness, peace, love with all of those who call upon the name of the Lord. We will get to that in the end of the study. But for the time being, keep in mind, who is on the Lord's side? It's not who's on my side or who's on Aaron's side. Because we do that. We find all of these things. People gather around a man. Are you, whose denomination are you with? Whose doctrine? Who is on the Lord's side?
At verse there, we have that same expression then is of gathering unto. And it's not gathering here unto Moses, as in verse 1 it was gathered unto Aaron, but Moses raised the standard of the Lord's rights. And so by responding to the challenge, who's on the Lord's side, there's now a gathering unto the Lord.
And John, I follow what you said there with verse 27. He said unto them, not thus saith Moses, not this is a good idea that I've had, but there is the word of God for the moment in which they stand. That's what we need, young people. We need the word of God for the present moment. You know, that's what we prayed for in the ministry meeting yesterday. The word of God that is needed at this time for these circumstances that we're in today. And here you find, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Again, his authority has been restored. His authority is now back on top again. And the word is, put every man his sword by his side, go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, slay every man his brother, every man his companion, every man his neighbor. We find that difficult to understand until we stop and see that there are consequences that come from sin, from leaving God out, from displacing him, and they are simply, merely the executors of the government of God among his people. If I can see it in that way, I see then that they are here acting for God on his behalf, doing what he says has to be done.
I want to highlight the order of this. I think it's very important because he doesn't say, okay, here's what the Lord said. Everyone needs to slay their brother. Who wants to do that? The choice is first, who is on the Lord's side? And then the Lord's going to make it clear because, we want conditions. We want, maybe I'll join with you if you meet what I want, or if you're on the Lord's side, you'll be willing to do whatever he commands you. We might not always know what he has in store for us after, but the first question, I think that's why the children of Levi, what they do is so important and so special, because they had no idea what was coming next, but they were willing to do whatever the Lord would have them to do. The first decision, the great decision we have to make is, I'm going to do whatever the Lord is going to say. No matter what he says, I will do it because I am on his side.
It's also important to note that we have an example here of God as a merciful God. But we also have an example of God as a just God, and we know that there are consequences when we stray from him. And I think that the consequences that the Israelites suffer is something that we can learn from as well. We mentioned this in our devotions last night, where there's no event, no matter how small and insignificant that you think it is, where you can sit around and say, you know what, I got this decision on my own, and think that you can factor God out of the equation and think that you're making the right call and that you don't need God for this and that there will be no consequences. And any time, as insignificant and small as it may seem, where you think that you can go out and make things on your own, there will be consequences for straying outside of the path of God. And we know that even through this, it's not because God wants to control our lives. It's not because he wants to fully take over us. It's because he knows that following his way is the best for us, and he wants to see us the best. He wants to see us the brightest, and that's why we follow him.
Just a word.
Sorry, Tony, I keep cutting you off.
That's okay, brother.
Please go ahead.